sang a little bit of these working man blues. Sometime I think about leaving, do a little bumming around. I want to throw my bills out the window, catch a train to another town.
There you go.
Go back working.
And welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're privileged to have the director of the Arizona Registrar of Contractors in studio this morning, Mr. Jeff Fleetham. Thanks again for taking time out of your Saturday morning to come join us and join the Rosie on the House listeners.
We're always excited to be here, Rosie.
All right, let's go through the basics here. We talked a little bit about storm chasing and the extra precautions people need to take if they're a victim of any of those unfortunate circumstances. Talked about career days. Now, is the career days in Tucson new? I've been familiar with the one at Papago for a long time.
Tucson, I think the Southern Arizona, I think this may be our third year. Our third year. It's a little bit different, but it's still doing the same thing with our young people.
Because the one I've attended at Papago Park, I mean, they've got school buses literally from all over the state.
All four corners of the state. Yeah. Right? About 2,500 kids come into the Central Arizona one. I think the Southern Arizona, they're looking at about 1,500 young people. It's impressive. It's impressive.
So. Well, let's talk a little bit about the hazard of being in the heated economy that we've got right now. And if you are a homeowner contemplating tackling renovations, we always say at a bare minimum, ensure they're licensed, bonded, and insured. You want to take everybody through what those three things mean?
Certainly. A license in the state of Arizona to do construction work legally, you need to be licensed, and you're licensed in the state of Arizona by the Arizona Registrar of Contractors. Absent that, most of the work is done by unlicensed entities. A licensed contractor in the state of Arizona doing residential work in particular has passed minimum testing. There's an understanding of what's going on, a variety of experience levels, depending on what level of license you have, and a contribution to what's called the recovery fund. Now, that's where it comes in as a key. If you have a dispute with a licensed contractor in a residential setting that doesn't get resolved and the contractor's found to be at fault and you can't get the resolution there, then you as a homeowner can file a claim against what's called the recovery fund and recover up to $30,000 of covered expenses for the project. A licensed contractor, the total liability for a specific license is $200,000 over that license, but each individual residential property up to $30,000. Now,
it's a layer of protection.
Absolutely.
That you just don't have any other way.
No. Now, if you hire an unlicensed entity, none of that happens. Frequently, these unlicensed folks will talk to somebody and give you the pitch about they're less expensive. If you pay me cash, I won't charge you tax. I won't do these other things. All these people working for me, I'm not paying workman's comp on them. I have no insurance on them or any of these other things. But you get this great deal, and then nothing happens.
And except you the check got cash.
The check, seriously, the check gets cash frequently
cash
on a
spent.
Rapid basis, or they were paid cash.
Yeah.
Because of the special circuit, you pay me cash, I won't charge tax. And so then we get a call. What are you going to do about it? Well, actually, there's very little we can do about it. There's no recovery of funds through the Register of Contractors process if you hire an unlicensed entity. We will take the complaint. We will gather information on it. If it broaches into the criminal activity, then we will pass those complaints on to the local authorities, whether it be a municipality authority, a county authority like Maricopa County, or the Attorney General's office. And from there, they will take it. But you have no ability to get money back. Now, here's an interesting thing. For people who use unlicensed entities, they may like this, or anybody performing unlicensed work over and above the handyman exemption. If someone does work for you and they are unlicensed and you don't pay them, and those folks that are doing contracting work unlicensed, here's the deal. Here's the rub for you. If you give them a bill for $10,000 and they say, I'm not going to pay you, you can't sue them in the state of Arizona under 321153. So that's a big risk for both parties. One, the homeowner that's done this has no recourse with the Registrar of Contractors to get any money back. Two, the guy doing the work, you guys doing the work, can't sue to get the money. So we've got a great licensing scheme in Arizona, a much more liberal licensing scheme than many states, a lot of levels so you can enter in reasonably and then gain experience, then continuing to upgrade your licenses as you gain more experience.
You do have lots of licenses, but congratulations on streamlining the list that you got accomplished.
Thanks.
That was a long, long list. So, Director, Registrar of Contractors, Jeff Fleetham, again, I want to thank you for coming in and joining us giving the homeowners just a little heads up, a precautionary note. Encouragement to the youth of today to engage in construction sciences. It is a great career. And when we get back, we'll be taking your calls about any project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, cast, or cabin as well. We're going to have Romy check in with us, who's out at the Outdoor Expo at Westworld. All coming up.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.